It's National Poetry Month, and Kevin Shortsleeve has some thoughts about poems that are also novels.
A recent innovation in books for young readers is the novel and poems, of which several titles have received recognition in the last few years. And if this alternative form of storytelling is really a success with children, it could be suggested that we are entering an age of increased sophistication on the part of the child reader. Virginia Ewerwolf's Make Lemonade from 1993 and Karen Hess's Out of the Dust from 1997 are both novels for children told in poetry. Hess's Out of the Dust is an especially arresting book. Winner of the prestigious Newbery Medal for Children's Literature, Out of the Dust is a 227-page novel comprised of 111 free verse poems. Hess tells the story of Billie Jo, an adolescent girl coming of age amid tragedy and triumph in 1930s Dust Bowl America. What is perhaps most amazing about this book is that if you open it up at random and read any page, the book you are looking at feels complete, a self-contained work of its own. But if you read each poem in order from front to back, the book tells a seamless tale, complete with traditional narrative devices such as character development, tension, and resolution. Like Out of the Dust, Wolf's Make Lemonade uses free verse to broach controversial or potentially disturbing topics. In Make Lemonade, for example, pressures of the young single mother surviving in the inner city, which might otherwise appear stark and depressing in standard prose, are livened and made compelling by the use of an unpredictable narrative structure. Other books like Paul Fleischman's 1989 Newbery Award-winning Joyful Noise, Poems for Two Voices, and Sharon Creech's Love That Dog from 2001 also embrace alternative poetic verse structures. In some ways, Creech's Love That Dog can work as the ideal introduction to this burgeoning genre, since Love That Dog takes as its subject the process of teaching children to enjoy poetry. In this book, we meet Jack, a young boy whose resistance to poetry is gradually worn away, poem by poem. In the end, Jack embraces the liberating effect of free verse and uses it to free up some buried emotions. There is something heartening in the simple fact that children today are regularly adapting to new, challenging, and alternative forms of literature. With 700-page novels and novels and poems now reaching young readers, it seems clear that, despite competition from the internet, video games, and whatever other technical innovation science may distract them with, children are still turning to books, and in more innovative ways than ever.